弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Again, peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝，在上一周劳工节的长周末，我们教会有将近80位成人和青少年儿童参加了一年一度，在 Michigan 有一个叫 Amigo Center 举办的球龄会。
We give thanks to God for the last Labor Day weekend. Near 80 adults and youth attended annual fall retreat at Amigo Center in Michigan.
这个遥控。今年球龄会的题目是什么？
What was the theme of the fall retreat? Do you still remember?
基督徒的健康成长。
A healthy growth, the development of a Christian life.
那秋灵会四堂主要的信息的题目分别是什么？还记不记了
？So what were the themes for each of the four sessions? Do you still remember?
有没有记得
？Anyone?
彼此包容
，embrace each other，
接纳
，receive each other，
同心
，to keep in one accord，
饶恕
，and forgive each other。
那这四个主题信息在我们这一次的营会中得到了非常好的体现。
So we put what we heard to good practice。
从我们每堂信息之前的诗歌颂唱，每天早晨的灵修讨论，以及每一次大家是敞开心怀的分享讨论中。
So we put them into practice during our daily activities such as the morning singing sessions, daily devotions, group discussions, etc., etc.
以及我们的住宿的分配，每顿饭前的预备和饭后的清洁、打扫、整理等等。
Also, in our sharing of living quarters, sharing our meals, the setting up and the cleaning up afterwards.
大家不单是用耳朵、用心来听。而且更是具体的行动中也都实践出来了。
So we not only listen with our ears, we also put everything we heard into practice.
彼此之间的包容、接纳、同心和饶恕。
So we embrace, to receive, to keep in one mind, and also to forgive our shortcomings.
那在这次秋灵会中，我们中间的青少年，我相信他们的身心灵也得到了彻底的释放。
So I believe our youth also had experienced a total spiritual revival.
得到了一次美好的洗礼。
To be baptized in such a great environment.
而且每天早晨，最早的时候，你就听到那个林子里边，孩子们的叽叽喳喳的欢叫声和那个鸟语声混在一起，形成一个早晨的交响曲。
They rose earlier than adults, and their laughter mingled with bird singing into a marvelous symphony.
愿上帝纪念带领我们这次秋灵会的三位主要讲员。
May God continue to remember all three speakers of our retreat.
一位是来自加州大学的林杰一教授
，Professor Sarah Lam from Cal State。
另外一位是来自加拿大多伦多的威斯利牧师
，Pastor Wesley Lim from Toronto。
另外还有就是在我们中间的青少年牧师加勒他们一家
，And also our youth pastor Caleb Miller and his family。
求主纪念他们，保守他们，赐福他们。
May God keep them and bless them。
那今年秋灵会的四堂中文的主要信息将放在我们教会的网站上，希望大家可以有时间聆听。
So we'll post these four audio recordings of the Chinese sessions on our website to make them available for those who would like to listen to them again or for the first time.
那在过去的一段时间里面，通过新约圣经雅各书从第一章到第五章的第十一节这么一大段的经文。
So we're in the recent past challenged to grow our Christian lives to maturity at least ten times by the scriptures from James 1 to 5:11.
哇，我得给它翻译中文了啊。我们已经接受了14次关于基督徒生命成长乃至成熟的挑战，其实也是关于基督徒的信心必须在行为中实践的这样的挑战。
So we share with you the challenges to grow our Christian faith, to practice our faith in our daily lives, at least 10 times.
在余下来的最后的第五章。第十二到二十节的经文，是整个雅各书它的结尾的部分，是劝勉和命令。
So what's left is from 5:12 to 20 is the final exhortation.
那今天我们就从雅各书第五章第十二节这一节经文，来接受雅各最后的劝勉的命令之一。
So today we shall discuss one of the final commands in verse 5 to 12.
也同样是对我们基督徒生命成长中所发出的挑战。
It's another challenge to our Christian growth.
关于说诚实话的挑战。
That is to tell the truth.
那首先我们从开始的这一部分经文，我的弟兄们，最要紧的是来思想信徒口中所出的何其重要啊。
So we shall begin by the first phrase is above all, my brother, the importance of what we say.
最要紧的是什么？经文在这里提的。
What is the most important thing?
就是我们口中所出的。
The most important thing is what we say.
大家还记得在前面雅各书三章一到二节那段经文是怎么讲的？
Do you all still remember James 3:1 to 12?
第二节，如果有人在言语上没有过失，就足以证明他在各方面都能够自制了，这才算是完全人。
Verse 2, James 3:2 says, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man.
当时我记得咱们一块讨论过完全人的含义是什么。
So we discussed the meaning of being a perfect man.
完全人指的就是一个成熟的成年人。
A perfect man is a mature, a spiritually mature person.
是指一个生命成熟的基督徒。
A spiritually mature Christian.
这其实是在我向我们展示并提醒我们。
It is reminding us that
要我们学习嘴巴里面那个小小的舌头，它发出的言语是非常非常的重要。
That the small tongue within our mouth, the words that we say are very important.
而且是非常具有挑战性的，就这个小东西。
And what we say is full of challenging statements.
所以当我们回头看整个雅各书从前面的第一到第四章不断的强调从我们信徒的口中所发出的有关言语的问题。
So in retrospect, we can see from chapters 1 to 4 in James, it repeatedly cautioned on what we say.
你看一章二十六节提到要勒住舌头。
1:26 to keep a tight rein on your tongue.
那二章十二节提到说话形式。
2:12 says, speak and act
三章二节说，有人在言语上没有过失。
3:2 says anyone is never at fault in what he says.
四章十一节提到，不能彼此的诋毁，也是用言语。
4:11 also mentioned, do not slander one another with our words.
所以在整卷雅各书就要结束的时候，经文发出了一个总结性的劝勉命令。
Therefore, at the end of the book, the scripture of the James gives a conclusive exhortation.
说我的弟兄姐妹们，最主要的是，你们明白吗？
So, brothers and sisters, above all, the most important thing is, do you understand?
是我们口中所出的。
It's what comes out of our mouth.
所以想请弟兄姐妹仔细想一下，在我们生活的这个群体中有一个不争的事实。
So think about it. There exists among us an undisputable fact.
这个事实是一个人没有办法什么事情都做。
The fact is, one cannot do everything.
但是什么都可以说。
But we can comment on everything.
那我们看一段经文，马太福音12:34-35说，心里所充满的口里就说出来，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
Matthew 12:34 says, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him.An evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
那现在我们就一起来看看雅各书最后特别强调从我们信徒口中所发出的有关言语的问题是什么。
So now let us see what James was concerned about at the end of his book.
雅各书5:12我分成四个段落，第二个段落是不可启示，不可指着天启示，也不可指着地启示，无论何事都不可启。
So James 5:12, he says, above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven, by earth, or by anything else.
这意思就是信徒为何不可启示。
So why Christians should not swear or making pledges?
那我们首先要了解这个启示它的含义。
Let's define this word to swear.
这个词它的本意是对着神启示、立誓。
In the Greek lexicon, it means to swear is to make solemn statement or promise before God.
那既然是对着神，它有开始也有结果。就是表示如果所说的不属实将要遭到报应。
Since it's done before God, if what you say is not truthful, it will bring upon retribution.
那今天我们了解这个启示它是有一定的背景的，就是在新约时代，也就是在初代教会时期，犹太人对启示或者说是口头发誓，他们制定发展出了一套非常复杂的启示体系。
In the New Testament times or the early church era, the Jews had a complex rules dealing with making a pledge or swearing.
因为当时人们在处理一些经济事务往来的过程中，还没有像今天一样已经形成了书面的契约，当时没有。
Because in those days, when dealing with day-to-day things, there was no what we have today, the written contract.
所以当时的契约合同都是以口头发誓、以启示而制约双方。
Therefore, what they did was they make oral promises.
当然，追溯犹太人发誓启示，他们建立这个启示，它的最早的根源是由旧约圣经而来。
So when they make their oral promises or swears, and that became binding, and that's based on the Old Testament law.
所以他们发誓起誓，意思就是一个人请上帝来为他讲的话作证。
Therefore, to swear, at least to the Jews, is to make a pledge to tell the truth that is accountable to God.
如果背信的话，就要受到上帝的惩罚。
If one backs away or breaks his promise, he will receive retribution from God.
所以这个意思非常的明确，就是在上帝的面前许下诺言，如果违背诺言，就要遭到上帝的惩罚。Therefore,
in other words, if one does not keep his promise before God, he will be punished by God.
那请问经文这里提到不可起誓，那这意思是不是说？ 禁止信徒奉上帝的名起誓啊，是这意思不是？
Does the scripture really forbid Christians making a promise in the name of God?
你看现在中文译本它是这样翻译的，不可发誓，不可指天指地，或指任何东西发誓。So
the new translation states this way, do not swear, not by heaven, by earth, or by anything else.
我们翻阅旧约圣经，常常会出现有一句经文，就是耶和华指着自己发誓。But
in the Old Testament, we frequently see a phrase that
指着自己的永生发誓。
Jehovah God swears by his eternal everlasting life.
耶和华上帝发誓是要赐给人福分。 要彰显他的荣耀，你看《创世纪》27章16、17、18节，那里边，耶和华说：“我便指着自己起誓，赐福亚伯拉罕，赐大福，等等等等。”But
when God swears by His name, He meant to bless the people, as seen in Genesis 22:16. I swear by myself, I will surely bless you and make you a descendant as numerous as so and so.
在民数记14章22-21节，耶和华说：“我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。”Numbers 12:20
says, I have surely, in other words, I swear by myself, by my name, as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth.
并且在旧约圣经中还多次提到人与人之间，在自己能够实践的事情上，奉上帝的名起誓。
So in the Old Testament, we see that often men gave promises to each other of things that he for sure will do.
另外还有一类呢，是人们对已经发生的事情起誓作证。
Or they swear to things that had already occurred as a witness.
就是以上帝的名担保自己的证词是真实的可靠的。
Was to swear in the name of God to give trustworthiness to his testimony.
所以旧约中对启示许多地方都有很详细的描写。另外在民数记30章2节说，人若向耶和华许愿或启示，要约束自己，就不可食言，必要按口中所出的一切话行。
In Numbers 32 it also says, when a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said.
如果起假誓呢?
If you make a false,
利未记19章12节, 不可指着我的名起假誓, 亵渎你上帝的名, 我是耶和华, 态度非常明确。
In dealing with bearing false witnesses, Leviticus 19:12 says, do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your God.
据说在古代，甚至是在今天，如果和一个犹太人 谈生意定契约的时候，当他信誓旦旦的举手发誓的时候，你一定要仔仔细细的听他发的什么誓。
So in dealing with the Jews, even today, if you have the opportunity, you must pay close attention to who is appointed to when he's making his pledge or a promise.
你看着他举手，看着他扶着心，但是你要听清楚，他是指着谁，向谁发的誓。
Even the Jew will raise his hand and cover his heart, but you must listen carefully to whom he's making the pledge or pointing to who when he did that, he's doing that.
因为在这里边是暗藏玄机的。
Because there are tricks involved.
在犹太拉比的教导中说，唯有向上帝起誓才具有约束力。
Because according to the rabbinic teaching, only pledges made to God is binding.
所以在他们的教导中，连孩子都知道，如果他起誓是指着其他东西，那意思是什么意思呢？这个是他明白的，或者是你不明白，他明白的告诉你，我今天给你起这个誓就是猫耍老鼠，我骗你的。
So if the pledge is made pointing to anyone else, anything else, the pledge can be broken, expected to be broken.
那意思是指着其他东西起誓，这个誓言不单可以违背，而且违背了也不算罪过。
So not only is the pledge is expected to be broken, it is not considered as deceiving.
甚至在他们的概念里边不算欺骗。
So breaking your pledge when it was made by other names is not considered as deceiving.
他们的理由很吊诡，因为我向上帝起誓是有约束力的，其他东西我指着起誓，那东西对我没有约束力。好一个精明的犹太人啊。
In their treacherous ways, they would say that only pledge made in God's name is binding, nothing else.
就像今天流行于西方社会的一种那种起誓。
Just like today in the Western world when people make promises,
明白这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means? Cross your finger behind your back.
你意思就是我现在给你起誓，实际上呢，我这个起誓不算数的。
So even
欺骗
，even making a promise with this sign behind the back means that the promise is already broken the moment it was made.
嘴巴上信誓旦旦，实际上当时那一刻他已经做出了决定。我是口是心非的人，今天我给你宣誓个是在骗你的。
Apparent duplicity。
所以在新约初代教会的时代，为了达到经济利益，达到个人的目的等等方面，那些欺骗的目的，犹太人会习惯的指着天、指着地，甚至指着耶路撒冷、指着圣殿来起誓，甚至里边的幔布，我指着圣殿里边的幔布给你起誓。
So in the New Testament times, in order to achieve this deceitful financial gains, the Jews habitually swear pointing to heaven, to Jerusalem, to the temple, even the curtain of the temple.
甚至说我指着我的脑袋起誓，就像今天我们的人，我向毛主席起誓，向华主席保证。
Even pointing to their heads, it's like today we swear by Chairman Mao.
这种起誓的目的其实是一种含糊的，但是呢，又是一种非常清楚的、明确的，就是为了隐藏自己内心中的谎言与欺骗。
With a clear intent to cover the lies.
马太福音5:33-36。这段经文就是主耶稣对他们的指责。
Matthew 5:33 speaks to the reproach or reprove Christ had to his disciple or the day the Jews in those days.
主耶稣当年责备这些奉主名以外的事物，以虚假的、含糊的、欺骗的手段启示的那些犹太人，甚至那些犹太的领袖们。
So Jesus reproved those who deceitfully gave pledges by swearing against things other than the name of the Lord.
责备他们的这种伪装诚实的手法是这样。这是你从表面看，哇，在启示呢，实际他后头做了这么个动作。
So to reprove those who made pledges with their hands up, but yet with their fingers behind their back.
所以当年雅各面对一些犹太的信徒，他们将这种虚假的、含蓄的、含糊的、欺骗的手段，这种启示的游戏也带进到教会里边来了。所以雅各的态度非常的明确，一个字。
So when faced with the same practice in the church, James categorically said, no.
大家听说过这个人吗？叫鲍勃·埃德加 Robert Williams.
Do you all know the name of the late Bob Edgar?
他曾经担任过美国民主党宾州的国会议员。
He was once a Democratic member of the House Representatives from Pennsylvania.
他在2013年去世之前一直在无党派政府的监督机构从事着被他自己称为叫公众的守门犬的这样的工作。
He was better known as the president and CEO of a nonpartisan government watchdog organization from 2007 until his death in 2013.
那另外他还有多重身份。
He had multiple other titles.
他是美国联合卫理公会的牧师，是联合卫理公会加州的克莱蒙特神学院的前院长。
He was a pastor for the United Methodist Church and past president of Claremont School of Theology of the United Methodist Church.
他也是美国全国基督教会联会的秘书长。
Also a General Secretary of the National Council of Churches of Christ in the United States.
所以在他的追思礼拜上，人们称他为不懈的穷人的守护者和正义的倡导者。
So in his memorial service, he was described as a tireless defender of the poor and the advocate for justice.
那这位 Bob Edgar, 他写过一篇专文，题目是为什么政客要说谎？
He once wrote an article titled Why Do Politicians Lie?
其中他有一段写得非常有趣，他说美国的建国者们试着通过引入一种健康的嘲讽的机制将诚信纳入政府的系统中。
So in that article he said America'sFounders tried to build honesty into our system of government by infusing it with a sort of healthy cynicism.
他说是出于对人或多或少都会撒谎的习性的理解，所以他们建立了三权分立的政府。
So understanding that everyone lies at least some of the time, they created three independent branches of government and gave each the authority to keep an eye on the others.
并赋予三者相互监察的权利。
Move on.
他已经讲完了。宪法创立了225年中，他说，我们在法律文书中加入了数以百计防范政治谎言的条款。
So in the 225 years since the Constitution was written, we have written hundreds of other safeguards against dishonesty in public life into the statute books.
但是因着他自己的经历，因着他自己的了解，他说，然而谎言依旧， 而说谎者也不改本性，所以仍然是任重而道远。
So these statutes include bribery laws and conflict interest laws and disclosure laws for public officials, but the lies continues and the liars persist, of course. That's human nature. So there is always more work to do.
不单是政客，因为他刚才那一段话里边道出了一个事实，就是出于对人或多或少都会撒谎的习性的理解。
It brings out a fact that everyone lies at least some of the time.
所以，通过许许多多的学者、专家研究，得出了一个结论。他说，当一个人说“你说你从来没有撒过谎”的话，你就是在撒谎。
This does not apply only to politicians, but everyone. So their studies have shown that when you say you're not lying or you never lied, you just lied.
大家知道人类会撒谎，开始撒谎的年龄多大吗？从什么时候多大开始就会撒谎，知道吗？会说话的时候。OK。
Do you know when we human beings begin to lie? At what age? Do you know?
专家研究，六个月大的婴儿就会撒谎。
So, whenever you learn how to say things, 6 months old, you begin to lie to your parents.
他不会说话就开始会撒谎。
Or even before he knows how to say anything, he already started lying.
调查发现75%的女人对他们的男朋友、丈夫、家人说谎。你看，说谎是事实，是因为钱，她要说谎。
75% of women, you ladies listen, lied to their boyfriends and husbands or family because of money issues.
调查发现40%的人表示他们跟医生撒谎，说过他们在按照医生的治疗计划做，实际上他是没有。另外30%的人因饮食和锻炼疗法向医生说谎。
I can testify to that. 40% lied to their doctors that they are compliant with their treatment plans, and 30% lied about their diet or exercise efforts.
据统计，在10分钟的谈话中，60%的人至少撒一次谎。
In merely 10 minutes of conversation, 60% of the people already lied at least once.
还有一个统计，据统计，31%的人承认自己在简历里边说谎，这个呢，尤其是在法国。
At least 31% of people admitted they tell lies in their resume, especially in France.
尤其说在法国，他们公司呀，一些机构用人，他看简历从来不会去确认这个简历，而在说英语的国家，一般都会调查这个背景。
Because in France, they don't check your background or check your references when they read your resume. This does happen here too.
当然，在法国的重要部门，他也会了解背景。
Unless it's in an important position.
约翰福音8:44，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。是谁呀？说谎之人的父是魔鬼，是撒旦。
John 8:44 says, "You, meaning Satan, belong to the father, the devil, or and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his language." When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies, that is Satan.
通过刚才那些学者他们的研究、了解、调查的结果，我们可以说，我们今天 是生活在一个充满谎言的世界里。
Through the studies we just reported, it's not far-fetched to say that we live in a world filled with lies.
谎言对我们日常生活的渗透是无处不在。
Lies is infiltrated in every aspect of our lives.
那同样，就是现今时代的人们，与新约初期时代相比，是一个什么样的效果？是一个什么样的局面呢？采用虚假、含糊、欺骗的手段来启示，可以说是有过之而无不及。
So in comparing with early church era, we are in a worse off situation. Whatever false, ambiguous, and deceitful pledges they had those days, we have more today.
所以接下来十二节中间这一段的经文是一种劝告，是一种命令，我们的信徒要怎么样啊？
Hence, the final exhortations of Christian believers, we should do what?
要说诚实的、简单的那些话语。
To speak the simple truth.
雅各书五章十二节中段，你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是。
The second part of 5:12 says, all you need to say is a simple yes or no.
但是雅各的这一段是在复述他的哥哥主耶稣在世时所教导我们的。
It's a quotation from his brother Jesus, who said the same thing in Matthew 5.
呼吁信徒，我们的言语要简单，要直接明了，要诚实。
Speak simple, direct, and truth.
所以这里的意思是说，做一个基督的信徒，要做一个有诚信的人，根本就没有必要举手来宣誓，来证明自己的诚实。
This means that Christians need to be truthful. There is no need to swear to prove of your truthfulness.
尤其是在今天，启示是一种多余的。
Especially today, to swear by something is redundant.
那这也是要求命令我们。要杜绝以其假誓来骗人。
We must avoid false swearing to deceive others.
尤其是在今天这个社会，到处充满着一种什么善意的欺骗，是不是？还挂上美其名曰说是诚意的欺骗。
Especially today, when there are so many so-called the white lies or well-intended untruth.
有一个大学校园的基督徒团契，他们在大学校园内租了一套公寓作为周末的活动地点。
A student fellowship rented an apartment on campus for their meeting place.
由于公寓周边的停车位有限，除了每个公寓拥有两个固定的停车位之外，在周末的时候呢，每个公寓可以领到两张临时的停车牌。
Due to lack of adequate parking spaces, each apartment was assigned two designated parking space, and on the weekend, two additional temporary parking space were allowed.
那有一个周末，有一位还没有信主但是非常热心的妈妈，陪着自己已经是基督徒的一个大学生的儿子，到那个公寓办公室去领这个临时的。
So a mother who was not a Christian yet accompanied her son who was a Christian to the manager's office to obtain this temporary parking permit.
但是公寓办公室的职员告诉他说，由于过去发放和申领这个临时停车牌比较混乱，所以从今天开始必须要登记住宿的人亲自来领这个临时的这个停车牌。
So, due to previous mismanagement of the parking arrangement, which caused much confusion, a new rule started that day that made only apartment occupants was allowed to receive the temporary parking permit.
然后就问这位基督徒的学生说：“你是这个住宿的登记人吗？”他说：“我是他们的朋友。”那他就说：“那你告诉他对不起，请他亲自来。”
So when asked if the student was the occupant of the apartment, the student told the truth, said, "No, I was the friend of the occupant." And he said, "Sorry, I could not give you the permit, but please ask the original occupant to come and get the temporary permit."
大家猜一猜，这位母子出了公寓办公室之后发生什么事情？
So, could you imagine what happened between the mother and son after they left the office?
那位妈妈劈头盖脸的就骂这个儿子说：“你这个孩子信耶稣怎么信得愚拙了
？”The mother rebuked her son. So you have become a fool after becoming a Christian.
你就说你是又怎么了？
There's no big deal if you tell the white lie.
你这是为你们团契做好事，不管采用什么手段，只要目的达到了，最终是要办成事情嘛。
You're doing your fellowship a favor. You should have finished your job with all means, even telling lies.
做好事可以不管采取什么手段。
So should we, Christians, resort to unscrupulous tricks to get what we want?
所以当这位妈妈在我面前埋怨她的儿子的时候，我笑着说，感谢上帝，我为你有这样一位儿子要感到骄傲。
I told the mother, you should be pleased and feel proud that your son is honest.
另外请大家注意，经文这里说是就是是，这个是字大家请注意。
Scripture here says, all you need to say is a simple yes.
往往这个是呢，会障碍了我们的属灵的眼睛的观察力。
This yes of the right thing often cloud our spiritual vision.
因为我们往往是采用从自我的标准出发来判断事物的是或不是。
Because we frequently judge things what's yes or what's right by our own standards.
那我们今天呢，了解了学了这段经文以后，假如有一天我们认为某个弟兄或者某个姐妹做事不恰当的时候，就当面发出指责。因为圣经教导我们说是就是，你做的不合适，你怎么样？你怎么样
？So, after studying the scripture today, so one day if we disagree with someone else the way things were done, are we quick to point out the impropriety? Quoting the Bible says, Bible teachers say, yes or no, doesn't it?
会有什么结果？
What would the result be then?
一方面呢，会让这位弟兄或者姐妹他在众人面前下不来台，感觉没面子，甚至会恼羞成怒。
You either put him on the spot to embarrass him, or worse yet, to offend him.
再者，我们有没有把握我们自己的眼光，我们自己的判断，真的是正确的？
In addition, are we so sure that our judgment was correct?
最关键的是什么？就是我们的做法是否荣耀上帝，对人有益处？我们这样做是否容神益人
？But even more importantly, does what we do glorify God and edify people?
其实现在人们已经开始了检讨我们的眼睛，我们的观察，所以现在呢，非常流行一个话叫什么呀？眼见不一定为实。
As a matter of fact, people are paying attention to the blind spot nowadays that it may not be, the truth may not be what meets the eye.
远处看，这毯子里边露出来一双脚，从上面俯瞰的，他的左手夹着，左右手夹着。
From far behind, you may, from this vantage point, you may see that the a body was wrapped up in the blanket, but if you take a different perspective, you will see what truly is going on.
许多人会绕道走, 实际这是一条平地, 只不过是画家在那儿画的一些东西。
People will walk around that seemingly a hole in the ground, but actually was an illusion.
从这个电视屏幕, 他只取得这一节来看呢, 好像他举着匕首来杀他一样。
From a limited view, it may seem that the person on the left is trying to kill and knife the one on the right, but it was the opposite. If you have the full perspective,
眼见不一定为实.
What meets the eye may not be the full truth.
这是一幅什么作品?
What is this portrait?
什么形式的作品? 雕塑? 油画? 人体彩绘.
From close up, you may think it was a painting, but actually it's a sculpture.
所以当我们指责，当我们批评他人的时候，甚至像刚才那位妈妈，她埋怨自己儿子的时候，我们一定要检讨，要脑筋急转弯，检讨我们行事为人，我们背后的动机。
Therefore, before we dole out our criticism, like the mother who rebuked her son, we better examine our motive and true intention and the consequences.
雅各书5章12节的最后一部分，其假释的动机与结果。
So the last point we're going to make is the consequence of not being truthful.
经文这里说, 免得你们落在审判之下。
Scripture said, otherwise you will be condemned.
即便像刚才那位妈妈讲的那样, 是为了团契的好处, 如果他儿子说他是团契所作为那套公义的登记人, 说明什么? 他是不是在撒谎?
So,
他把不是说成了是。
If the son had done as his mother suggested to get the parking permit by claiming that he was the occupant of the apartment, he lied and saying yes of what should be no.
就算这个儿子采纳了他妈妈的建议，拿到了那个临时的停车牌， 那一单公寓办公室的职员后来了解到， 其实他们都知道这个公寓是基督徒活动，而他不是这个登记人的话， 他会不会那样想? 哎，帮年轻的基督徒还会说谎。
So wouldn't the office clerk who later on may find out the son had cheated to get the permit will wonder why Christians should lie?
是基督的名受损, 这还能称作是为了团契的好处吗?
If what the Son done will bring shame to the name of Christ, could we still say that it was done for the good of the fellowship?
有人说你可能甚至在上纲上线, 其实这是一个非常非常小的例子, 但是所造成的影响是不可弥补的, 坏影响。
This is rather simple, a minor example, but the consequence is dire.
所以我们说, 无论是为了教会, 为了团契, 所谓的好处的这样的动机, 或者是为了个人的利益, 个人的名义, 自己的好处, 等等这样的动机, 无论是怎么样的动机, 说谎, 起假释, 都是上帝所不能容忍。
God would not tolerate any well-intentioned lies for personal gains.
这就是主耶稣说的，在马太福音5章37节， 你们的话是，就说是不是，就说不是， 若再说，再多说， 就是出于那恶者。
This is what Jesus said in Matthew 5:37. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
是从恶里出来的。
From the evil.
那恶者说谎者的结果是什么? 在圣经里面。
What is the consequences of the evil one?
就像前面约翰福音8章44节的讲的, 是属魔鬼的儿女, 必将遭到怎么样的审判?
Just like John 8:44 mentioned before, the consequence of a liar belongs to the father, the devil. And what kind of condemnation will befall him?
启示录21章8节, 唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的, 他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火湖里。这是第二次的死。
The consequences are recorded in Revelation 21:8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, and sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts and idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
雅各书5章12节，信徒口中所出的何其重要！ 信徒为何不可启示？信徒当说诚实简约的话语， 其假释的动机与结果。
James 5:12 is very important. Above all, what is coming out of the mouth of the Christians?
以下是在教会信徒中蛮流行的话语，作为我们今天的结束语，请大家作为家庭的作业回去思考。
I'll leave you a homework today.
有一种说法是，说人的疾病是撒旦魔鬼造成的，但是上帝要医治你。This
is our conclusion of these so-called popular sayings in the church. I will see if you agree with them. Number one, illness are from Satan, but God will heal.
这是一个。另外一个说法说，你祷告了。 疾病没有得医治，不要害怕担忧。你必须要有足够的信心，不然上帝不会医治你。要有足够的信心，不然上帝不会医治你。Number
two, do not lose faith if illness is not healed immediately, or God will not heal you.
另外还有一个说法，就是你祷告上帝要有信心，你的信心有多大，你得到的恩典就有多大。You
have to have faith in God because grace is proportionate to your faith.
盼望大家回去以后仔细的思想，思想这些在教会中常流行的一些话语。I
hope you will consider this once you get home. Of these so-called popular sayings within the church, see that's truth or lie.
做一个判别,
to make a judgment on that.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
恩主慈爱的巴父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Father, we thank you that you have given us precious words.
求主您借着您的话语，每天每时都提醒我们。
That remind us daily.
求主您让我们学习从我们的口开始说诚实的话。So
that we'll speak the truth.
让我们在我们的基督徒的生命中靠着主您的恩典，我们成长。To
grow in faith.
我们成熟。To
mature.
我们成为主您合用的器皿。To
be a useful vessel.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。May
your spirit be with us.
这样的感谢、祈求、祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.